You've been trying to quit porn for a long time, many years probably, and now you've got some success and some failure. This video is about what it means to master porn, what it means to have ultimate success. That's the video. It's going to change your life if you watch it all the way through and enjoy it. If you guys want to check out our program, which is free, by the way, 30-day program that a lot of people have transformed their lives through, check it out down below, benuyama.com in the link below. It's free, nothing to sell you guys, no upsells, nothing. Enjoy. Now that you've had some success, you've climbed out of this ditch, you've stopped the porn bleeding, and you're starting to get more clear about what your life can look like without porn and masturbation part of your life. Thank God, thank goodness, okay? But it doesn't stop here. So the goal of this video you're watching right now is for you, my friend, to make a clear 3-month recovery plan for yourself. Why 3 months? You might ask. When I say long term, usually people are thinking 3 years, 30 years down the road. Now, the reason that I make 3 months the benchmark is because mentally it's easier to understand and have a victory mentality, a winner's mentality when you think, okay, I'm committing to 3 months to having a recovery plan. Because if I told you you have to make a 3-year recovery plan or a 30-year recovery plan, the chances are your behavior that would follow would be, oh man, that's really hard. That's going to take a long time. But if I make it more bite-sized, 3 months, then you can start to kick yourself into gear and decide to make this 3-month period really the most important 3 months of your entire life, I would argue, right? If you really think about your sexual integrity, the root cause of why you have porn in the first place, if you've done the lessons and if you've really done the work on understanding your root cause reason, chances are it has a lot to do with an underlying anxiety, fear, stress, frustration, boredom, depression, and a lot of that's going on underneath. So in essence, if you address that area of your life, it'll affect every other area of your life. So in that sense, I'm here to tell you guys that this is the most important three-month period of your entire life, and this is where all of your time, energy, focus, money, if needed, should be invested in so that you can see long-term success, all right? Because if you can abstain from porn and have a 3-month recovery plan, that means you can have a 6-month recovery plan, right? Why not? If you can abstain and have in victory for 3 months, why can't you do it for 6 months? You see where I'm going? If you can do for 6 months, why can't you do it for a year? If you can do it for a year, why can't you do it for 2 years? And it just compounds like that. So it's easier to have a mindset of I'm committing to sprint for my life and make this the number one priority in my life for the next 3 months. If you think about your sexual integrity journey, like investing, right? If you're into investing, if you think about long-term investments or even short-term investments, the goal is often how do you allocate the right risk and reward and cost and benefit analysis so that you're decreasing the risks associated with that investment as much as possible. And if you relate this to your porn recovery journey, how do you reduce the risks associated with your acting out in PMO and relapsing as much as possible? And that's why it's really important to have a system, because it's easy for some people to go a whole month with no PMO because they're just kind of grinding through it and pushing themselves through it through just willpower. But what happens after 3 months? What happens after a year? What happens after 3 years of doing that? The chances are you're going to experience differences in your lifestyle, differences in your stressors, certain life circumstances that come up that are unforeseen, such as a breakup or someone passing away or going through a job transition or getting fired, getting laid off, or just becoming more busy or having a child, right? Life changes happen, especially in the very long term. So how do you decrease and reduce the risks associated with that so that you don't eventually end up going back to PMO? You do that by creating a support system. And this is what we're going to be talking about, how to create an emotional support system to reduce the need and dependency on porn to go to when you're feeling those difficult emotions that you've already identified, such as stress, anxiety, boredom, depression, etc., etc. So I'm going to outline the 3 levels of goals when it comes to porn recovery. And the reason that people tend to not have success with beating porn is because they don't have goals that are achievable and actually something that you can say, hey, I achieved my goal, right? They're usually very vague and very abstract and saying like, oh, I'm just gonna do NoFap for as long as I can and just count however many days I can so that when I do eventually relapse, I will be able to say, oh, I completed X amount of days. Or the goal on the opposite end of the spectrum is my goal is just to give it up forever and for good. And like I've said, If you make that your goal, you'll never know if you achieved your goal, because you'll never know if you'll relapse tomorrow. You'll never know if you die tomorrow, right? I'll never know, even though I've been clean for more than 5 years, for many years, I never know that I'll ever have been able to say I've quit porn for good, and therefore the goal is unachievable and it's not a good goal. So let's shift the paradigm and actually have this three-level goal system that I'm about to explain. Level one of the goal system is to abstain from porn for 30 days at least, okay? Now, the 30-day period is important because it's kind of like a mental milestone for you, because many people who have a porn addiction, 30 days is probably a long time for many of you. And many people like to count the days so that they can have some victory under the belt and some confidence that they can actually do that. And I understand that, and that's important. The other reason that 30 days is important is that science says that it takes 4 weeks, generally at least 4 weeks, for the dopamine levels in your brain to kind of start leveling off and dying down, so that you don't require this dependent need on porn just to kind of flood your system with dopamine again. So after 4 weeks is when those dopamine systems kind of recalibrate and detox so that they start to die down again. And that's why at least 1 month for most people is required before you start to graduate and actually have some level of stability to go on to level two in the goal system. So after you've passed the first stage of the goals, which is just 30 days of abstinence, the second stage is to forget about counting, guys. Just forget about counting. It's optional at this point. It's not required. You don't have to. Some people like to track sobriety, and that's up to you. But what's more important than tracking days at this point is developing an emotional support system. And that's what level two is all about. And I encourage you to spend 1 month developing and working intensely on creating your emotional support system, right? To the point that you always have somebody to go to, a group of people, an individual, somebody in your life that you can check in with anytime. I'm talking anytime you feel stressed or anxious, or you noticed, even have an inkling or this fantasy of going back to porn and masturbation. Even when you're on Instagram or YouTube and you start to wonder, you know, get curious about this one person or one individual, or see that one video, or get curious about Google searching that one thing or watching that TV show or that movie. Even as soon as you have that thought coming to your head, you have somebody to talk to about your emotional state. You don't have to go to someone and say, hey, I've been triggered to watch porn and I, you know, all that. You don't have to spill all the beans. What I'm saying is that you can address your porn habit and create your emotional support system without ever talking about pornography. Why? Because your porn habit has nothing to do with porn. It has everything to do with the reason that you choose to use porn and the dependency that you've used porn for to alleviate some kind of emotion in your life. So that's what spending this 1 month period after the first month of abstaining for at least 30 days, the next month is really about developing your emotional support system. And I'll get to some examples as to how you can do that. And level three of the goal system is to spend the third month in focusing your time, energy, and investment and effort into your North Star, going full force and developing a mindset of absolute win and absolute victory and burning your bridges from porn and really going deep into that. And we'll get to some examples of what that can look like. So to wrap up this three-level goal strategy in a nutshell with an analogy, because we like analogies, right, guys? The first level, which is the first month of your three-month period recovery plan, is climbing out of the ditch. So if you can imagine, when you first start this PMO journey in quitting porn, you've really found yourself in a ditch, you know, for many, many years. And you just feel the shame of feeling like you're just not worthy of the light. You're just, you know, kicking yourself, slipping in the mud, and you're just bleeding all over. And it's really hard for you to even see the light or see hope because you're so far down at the bottom of the mountain, and you're kind of just sitting there in the ditch. But once you have at least 1 month of sobriety, then you get out of the ditch. And once you've done 1 month of this thing, guys, you're out of the ditch. Like, you don't ever need to go back to porn. You don't ever need to go back to in the ditch ever again. Did you know that? If you've beaten porn for 30 days, you don't ever need to go back to porn. Think about that for just a second. If you have 30 days under your belt, you don't ever need to go back to porn. There's no reason that you can make the last time you slipped up, the last time you ever slip up with porn ever again. You don't need to. And if you address the reason why you have a porn habit and you address the dependency of porn that you've developed, then you don't need porn anymore. It's a simple matter of fact. And if you can do 1 month, then you can do 2 months. If you can do 2 months, you can do 3 months. If you can do 3 months, you can do a year, et cetera, et cetera. So once you've climbed out of the ditch, the next step, which is level two, is climbing the mountain. You've got to start climbing the mountain. Now, this is when your emotional support system comes in this
three-level goal strategy. And when you climb the mountain, guess what the fastest and easiest way to climb this mountain is? It's with other people. It's specifically with people that you know have your back, that are going to support you, that are going to stay with you. It's people like me who have seen the top of the mountain, that have climbed Mount Everest and know exactly how to do it because I've done it so many times. And I've helped other guys do the same thing. I'm like this guide. I'm a guide in the Himalayas, right? So that's what creating your support system looks like visually. It's you have a people, group of people, individuals in your life that you can really rely on, that you can climb this mountain together. And then step three, level three in the goal strategy system is maintaining your foothold at the top of this mountain. Is maintaining your integrity to the point that you have no shadows in your life. And when you're at the top of this mountain, the sun is right in front of you. It's beaming at you, which casts no shadows in your life because the sun is directly above you. You can see your North Star because it's beaming from beyond the mountain. And before you couldn't even see it because you're at the bottom of the mountain in the ditches. But now it's very clear to you what you want to do with your life, what your calling is, what your dreams are, what your hopes are, what you really want to get out of this life thing. So that's what level three looks like in this analogy. It's maintaining your foothold at the top of this mountain. And the reason this analogy is helpful is because then you can start to see what happens when people start to slip. What happens when people start to slide down the mountain is that it's a very slippery slope. It's kind of like a pointy little mountain. And if you slide, you know very, very well how quickly you can slide to the bottom of the mountain if you let yourself slide there. So the goal becomes not how many days I can abstain from porn. It's not about even do I have the right support system? But the ultimate goal for you is how do you maintain your integrity at the top of the mountain at all times, every day, and live your life every day as the man that you want to be the man that does not need porn in your life. And as a result of being here at the top of this mountain, pornography is not an issue because fundamentally, you're more excited and thrilled about life, about your North Star, about where you're going with your life, that you don't need porn. And on top of that, you've created the emotional support system there that you don't need porn anymore. You see where we're going? Because when you're at the top of this mountain and you've created a foundation and ultimately you've created a house, right? That's what your North Star is. It's like your project. It's your house. It's your foundation. It's the platform that you can create at the top of this mountain so that you can not slip so easily. And you can keep your emotional support system, the people in your life, your friends and family, there with you. Now I'm going to explain some examples of how this three-stage goal strategy system works for us. Level one, which is abstaining from porn for at least 30 days. Now, for most guys, this is kind of the most challenging part of the porn recovery because you're kind of relearning how to adjust to the new techniques that we're learning here in the program. You're learning how to deal with your emotional state. You're learning finally that your triggers have nothing to do with the external triggers of seeing sexual things, but it's ultimately because there's an underlying emotional trigger that comes before the external trigger is the emotional trigger. So you're learning new paradigm shifts and you're learning how to address your emotional state earlier and cut the relapse cycle out at its knees before it starts to get to the point where you are even remotely triggered by external things. Before that even happens, you're using the systems we're talking about to address your root cause, your emotional dependency that you've developed with porn. So after you have done this for 30 days and you start to see a little bit of confidence, then guys, the most important thing you'll do at this point for the next 1 month is developing your emotional system, support system, all right? So what this looks like typically for guys is, I'll use myself for an example, right? In my own journey with quitting porn, my primary support system for most of my life, most of my porn journey was my wife, especially after our marriage, right? It was kind of leaning on her when I was feeling triggered or just emotionally unstable and anxious or stress in particular. And that was very helpful to an extent, but there were certain times where our relationship wasn't good. Like it just, we were, you know, fighting a lot, we were arguing a lot. She was going through some things, you know, in her own life, some depression and whatnot. And so when we were just relying on each other as a support system, it felt like my whole life was a chair that only had two legs. And if one of the legs was out, the whole system broke, right? So then I realized that I can't just have my wife, who is a wonderful, loving person as she is, she can't be the only person. So my number one priority after that became, how do I create a better support system so that I always have an outlet, guys, of my emotional state. When I'm feeling stressed, anxious, depressed, bored, whatever, I have somewhere to go, all right? So how did I do that? I started talking with my brother, my older brother, once a week, every single week. We, to this day, have a habit of talking and connecting and being able to share our emotional state, and that's what I do. I also developed a habit of communicating more with my parents, particularly my mom and my dad. And we do this kind of on Sundays after church. We kind of have dinner together, and I just have a chance to share like how my week's been. So this is like a safety net that I can share. And if that fails for whatever reason, if I really need someone, I have I started a Facebook group chat with some of my close friends that I kind of grew up with, and we're all going through the same thing, similar stages of life. We all have small kids, so we can talk about things like our stresses, if we're feeling really angry for whatever reason, and just let it out in that way. So after I did that, guys, after I developed this larger support system, when my wife was feeling sad or depressed or angry at me, whatever. And that's usually, by the way, when I went to porn, like every single time we were fighting, I would always go back to porn. Instead of going back to porn, I would have another outlet to release this anxiety and stress that I was feeling in a productive way. And that was through the support system that I developed. Okay, so another example is guys who are single, for example, right? Who are living by themselves. You know, some of the guys in the program are in this situation, living by themselves, and they don't have many friends that they connect with every day. They're like friends that you maybe connect with online or occasionally, and your parents are kind of living far away, or you don't have a good relationship with them to the point that you can have these very vulnerable, very honest conversations about emotions. So what do you do? Guys, you've got to figure out a way to create this support system so that you are not susceptible to letting your emotions take control of you and result in a relapse, in going down that rabbit hole of eventually watching porn and masturbating. So it means having the discipline and habit of communicating with somebody every single day. Every single day, especially when you really need it to. All right. And someone asked me this recently: how often do you need to connect with your support system? Right? How often do you need to talk about your emotions and peel it back? The answer to that is ideally once a day, but it really depends on how often you need it, right? If you feel like you become very, very stressed out once a week, then once a week is fine. If you feel like you become very anxious and bored and frustrated and triggered to go and watch porn once a week, then once a week is all that's needed. It's however often you need to make sure that you're always maintaining your emotional state. Guys, if you're listening to this right now and you're wondering, like, oh, do I really need to create this emotional support system? And it sounds so woo-woo and lubby-dubby. Guys, this is it. Like, this is, if you haven't figured out already that your porn habit has nothing to do with external triggers, like what you see on Instagram or YouTube, then I'm sorry, you're never going to beat porn, all right? Because your porn habit has nothing to do with that kind of stuff. If you haven't noticed that sometimes you see something triggery, like at the gym or at the mall or wherever, you are like really aroused and you kind of watch it a lot and you kind of fantasize about it later. And then other times you don't even notice and you ignore it because you're so focused. So it means that there's nothing to do with the external factor and has everything to do with your internal state when you see that thing. So it's nothing to do with what you see, but where you are as a person before you see that thing, okay? If we haven't already established that your emotional state of being is critically important to your porn habit, then you're never gonna beat porn, guys. This is why you have developed a porn habit. Let me say that again. The reason you've developed a porn addiction, a dependency on porn more, is because you have crippling anxiety, stress, depression, boredom, anger, whatever your primary negative emotion is. And you have never learned how to address that emotion in a productive way. That's it, full stop, period. And that's why you have a dependency on porn. Make sense? And it's not that those emotions are bad. Anytime you feel stressed or anxious, don't say this is a bad situation. It's not bad to feel emotions. It's a human condition, guys. Remember that. It's a human God-given condition. You're not a problematic person for having these emotions. You're normal. That's a human condition, guys. It is an issue, however, when you link the emotion you're feeling with a supernormal stimulus that is destructive to you and destructive to other people. When you never, ever learn why you're feeling this and you always suppress and push down those emotions and alleviate and relieve yourself in a supernormal way, that's where destruction strikes. That is unhealthy. And that's how dependencies are made. That's how addictions are made. So if I haven't convinced you already that your emotional state is the most important thing to address right now in your life, I can't help you. And you can't help yourself. And I promise you that imagine if you're the guy that doesn't have this dependency on anything when you're feeling angry, stressed, frustrated, but you are able to manage those things in a healthy way and it doesn't even affect you. Imagine if you're the guy that had control over his emotional state. Imagine if you're the guy that had the control over your behavior. Guys, beating porn is just scratching the surface for what's possible. It is. Imagine how being able to manage your anxiety in a productive way would impact your career, your finances, your emotional state in every other aspect of your life, your relationship, for goodness sake. Imagine if you could stop feeling like the shame and feeling like a piece of garbage because of your habit. Imagine how that would affect your confidence in doing things that you want with your life. You see, it's nothing to do with the external factors. In fact, everything I'm doing here, this program, is very little to do with porn. It's more so to do with your underlying happiness. And that's what I'm committed to. It just so happens that porn is by far the most prevalent addiction on the planet and dependency on the planet that people keep going back to it so they never understand what it's like to be happy. They never understand what it's like to not be anxious, to not be stressed out, to not be frustrated, to not be depressed, and not be bored all the time. So what are you gonna do with your excess time, energy, and focus and effort now? And this is the third level. This is the example, right? After you've done 30 days of this thing, after you've done another month of creating your emotional support system, because it only should take about a month to really crack that code, what are you gonna do with for the next month, all right? And I'm trying to make this bite-sized for you guys so you can really just like focus and just like grapple with it and just get it done. So what are you gonna do in the third level? It's you're going to focus your time, energy, and efforts into your North Star, into what you really care about. It's what you're here for, all right? Now, your North Star doesn't have to be this grand, life-changing, world-altering technology or anything like that. It can be if you want it to. It doesn't have to make you a bunch of money. It can if you want it to. It's just whatever you feel like you want to work on. Right now, maybe what you want to work on is your body and your health. Great, make that your North Star. Maybe what you want to work on right now is writing a book. Maybe you just want to get into a hobby. Maybe you really like crocheting. Maybe you really like planting a garden. I don't know and I don't care. Whatever it is, that is, it has to be exciting to you and it has to be something you can invest your full force, 120% of yourself into. And when you do that, guys, that's maintenance. And if you can do this for 3 months, you can do it for 3 years. Trust me, I've done it. Many guys have done it. So don't think you're some special case where you're so addicted and you're so hopeless and you're so disgusting and you're so shameful that you can't do this stuff. There's no reason you can't. And if you think you can't, then you have some kind of false belief about yourself. If you're still in the boat where you feel like you're just gonna keep going back to porn for whatever reason, you have some false belief about yourself. And it's time to break that. And if you, as long as you have those beliefs, it is physically limiting you from taking action. It is a physical roadblock that is limiting you from seeing success because you have beliefs that are not helping you. And let me say that again. Beliefs inform your behavior. Beliefs inform your behavior. And if your behavior has not changed, it's because your beliefs have not changed. Now, why do we have beliefs? Because of experiences we've had in the past. We base our beliefs on our experiences, and we base our behavior and actions on our beliefs. So if you want to change your behavior for good, long-term, guys, we're talking long-term, the rest of your life, it starts with getting really good at understanding your beliefs and challenging them, okay? That's what it comes down to. So I gave you this example of some guys who, and myself included, who went through this three-stage goal process of 30 days, just to recap, 30 days maintenance, just quitting porn, 30 days of creating your actual support system of emotions. And trust me, you could probably do better on this. If you think like, oh, I have tons of support for people, man, that's great if you do, but make sure that you have somebody that you could talk to if you needed to every day. That's a good milestone to think about. If I had to talk to somebody every day, could I do that, right? And ideally, it's more than just one person. That's at least two people in your life. Number three, what are you gonna do for 1 month to really focus your time and effort and just go full force into focusing on your North Star? So with all that said, what is your personal long-term maintenance plan, right? And when I say long-term, I do mean 3 years, 3 decades down the road, but it really starts with 3 months. And if you can do 3 months, you can do three decades, right? So your actions for today, right now, guys, your actions are think of who you can add to your emotional support system. This is probably the most important thing, but probably sometimes the complicated thing to do because by nature of porn addiction, guys, it's like you've been dealing with this yourself for so long and it's hard to reach out for support and help. But I'm gonna remind you guys, you don't have to ever tell anybody about your porn habit. You don't. You can if you want, and I recommend you do, and I'll talk about that in a second, but you don't have to. So it literally could be anybody that you want to have on your team, right? On your support team. So think about who you can add to your emotional support system. A family member, a friend, a whoever you want, right? An uncle, aunt figure, a mentor. And your second action for this lesson is to get crystal clear about what your North Star is. Get more clear on that. The clearer you are about your North Star and who you want to be, the guy that you want to be, then the more painful the thought of acting out and keeping porn in your life becomes. This is why people are tormented by shame and guilt with porn. It's because their vision for who they want to be and the men that you are acting the way that you're acting is so much dissonance and discrepancy that it causes you and forces you to take action and to change. So the clearer you are in your North Star, the less of a desire you'll naturally have to act out and watch porn, right? So if you're not clear yet about your North Star, go ahead and rewatch the North Star lesson, and I think that'll be very helpful for you. And also, I want to end with this last note, which is a bonus action for you guys. I know a lot of you struggle with shame, right? That's a big part of just the emotional turmoil that you experience in regards to porn and masturbation is because of the shame of keeping it with you in your life, right? So I want to tell you a fast track tip to eliminate shame, all right? You want to hear it? The fastest way to eliminate shame is to tell somebody about it. The fastest way to eliminate a shadow is to shed light on it. And that's what's going on with shame. So if you want to stop the shame, if you really, really genuinely want to stop feeling like garbage and like crap, what you really need to do is tell somebody about it. Okay? For your sake. So as a bonus, I want to encourage you to share with somebody in your life that you haven't yet shared about your porn habit. And tell them what you've experienced in this program, what you've learned about yourself. I want you to tell them what quitting porn means to you. And I'm willing to wager and willing to bet that it will be more inspiring for them than you think. And I think they would personally benefit from it for more than you think. And one of the reasons I think this would be good for you as an individual is because the fastest way to learn something is by teaching other people, right? And I know you're not perfect yet. I know you haven't had complete mastery, and it's probably not a good idea to think that you have, you know, completely beaten porn, right? But it's a really good practice to teach people about what you've learned with porn recovery, because it helps you solidify the lessons that you've learned along the way. And also, there's a big chance it'll help them as well and give them some insight and perspective. So I'm sure there's a guy out there in your life that you have talked with before about your porn habit, and or they talked about their porn habit, and maybe you can reach out to him again and say, hey, you know, I've been learning a lot about my own self and my emotional state, and I just wanted to, you know, share what I've been learning and see how you're doing with this. And I'm sure that perhaps you can even bring them into your support team, your emotional support team, so that you can work on it together, right? Okay, so those are your actions and the bonus one as well. I love you guys, and I will see you later.
Okay, I hope you made a good plan for your recovery. Let me know in the comments. I do want to hear from you. Really, really do. I do. And then also, if you want to check out our program, go to benuyama.com. It's free for you guys. It's a 30-day course. Check it out, benuyama.com. I actually really just want to make it accessible to as many people and helpful to help people experience God. I just want people to experience God. That's it. That's all I ask. And if you want to, go to covenanteyes.com and get a free trial with our code BEN, B-E-N, BANANA, then you can do that at covenanteyes.com. All right, lots of love. See you.